Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peter and I had just returned from the empty tomb, and we told the rest of the apostles about Jesus' body being taken from the tomb. We were petrified. We were so worried that the Sanhedrin was going to take his body, that after that they were going to arrest us and then execute us. So we locked the door to the room and we huddled together. Now, Thomas wasn't with us right then. He was out buying food for us. And so we were hoping he would get back soon so we could unlock it and let him in and then lock it again. Oh, we were all so worried and we were all so scared. None of us could believe what had happened to the master the day before yesterday. We watched him give up his spirit while he was hanging on that tree of the cross. But even while he was dying, he was witnessing to us. In fact, Jesus told me to take care of his mother Mary, and he told Mary to treat me as if I was her son. I couldn't believe that even as he was dying in front of our eyes, he was still concerned about us and not about himself. I don't even know how he could even think this was the case with as much pain and suffering he was in. Now, Peter and I were exhausted after running back from the tomb because we hurried as much as possible. I'm a lot younger than Peter, but it was still a long way to run for both of us. So I beat him to the tomb, and then I beat him back to the upper room. After we locked again the door, as the door again, we were trying to figure out what to do. And we heard a voice say to us, Shalom Aleichem. Peace. Well, then we saw who it was. It was the Master. He was alive, and he was dressed all in white. How could this be? We had just seen him die. Now he's alive right in front of us. Then he proved it to us by showing us his hands and his side. We changed from fear to excitement in the wink of an eye. Then Jesus said to us, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And when he said this, he breathed on us. And he said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. My friends, our fear completely departed. And then the Master disappeared. He appeared to us, and now in the wink of an eye again, he was gone. Then there was a knock on the door, and Thomas came in with the food. We all tried to tell him that the Master had just left us, that he was risen from the dead. We could see from the look on Thomas' face that he did not believe what we were telling him. He thought we were playing a prank on him and we were trying to pull his leg. He would not believe us and even made the statement that the only way he would believe this if he could stick his fingers into the hole of his hands and stick his hand into the hole of his side. He would not believe us because he had not seen a risen Jesus. Well, here's what happened. We were together 8 days later in the same upper room. And this time, Thomas was with us, although we had locked the doors again. Jesus came and stood among us and said, Shalom Aleichem. You could actually hear the air being sucked out of the room. And Thomas's face turned white when all the blood left his face. Then Jesus said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. There's not one of us who's seen what Thomas has seen, our risen Lord, who had the holes in his body from the nails hammered into his wrists and feet, as well as the slash in his side. Folks, I think the problem is that it's difficult for all of us to believe, even today. Now, you wouldn't know this, but I believe what Chaplain Danny would say. I believe this with all of my heart. But there are times I wonder. We even talked about that. Why? Because Satan always tries to make us doubt what we know is true, that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day and appeared to his disciples. And folks, he also appeared to 500 people. And I thought, you know, how am I going to close this today? And I picked a text from 1 Corinthians that Paul tells this story. I'd like to say this, to share this with you. And it's about the resurrection of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, starting in the first verse. Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you receive, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12, and then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believe. My dear Christian friends, as Paul tells us, so I preach, and so you believe. May the story of the resurrection of Jesus keep your hearts and minds on the gift of eternal life in heaven, heard by Jesus or from Jesus on the cross. My friend, believe it. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You can do better than that. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.